And at that time, the descendants of the tribes of Europe no longer remembered that they come from tribes. This wasn't really a part of their conscious reality. Because by 1000 AD, see, they had been owned by, they'd been owned for many, many, many generations by whoever claimed ownership of the land and started owning the land. And then they became fiefs, and they became serfs, and they became peasants. So they really had no reality about being a part of the tribe anymore, because they were just the property that was owned, like whoever the landlord was or the royalty at any given time that owned that land or claimed that land, they belonged that land like all of the other natural resources of the land. But they still prayed to spirits. See, the women still had a stronger role yet from the old tribal way. Still prayed to spirits. So the church, by 1000 AD or 1100 AD, it decided that it was now going to mine this resource. I mean, save the souls of the heathen, see. So the church created the Inquisition, and basically the Inquisition was, number one, is it was to change the perceptual reality of the descendants of the tribes of Europe. Right? And so they were terrorized and brutalized for 500 years in order to do this. But the way the church rationalized this was they were going to save, they wanted to possess the souls of the heathens and the pagans. See, they wanted to possess their souls in the name of their Lord. All right, so this war was about possessing the souls of the descendants of tribes of Europe. Possess their souls, they had to alter their perceptual reality. So if you thought differently than the church wanted you to think, bingo, you were killed. And you were tortured and your property was taken. And if somebody accused you, basically you were guilty if you were accused. You don't know, incidentally, during the torturing process, you'd probably say somebody else's name, so now somebody else is going to kind of... So they killed as efficiently as they possibly could with the technology they had at hand at the time. And they did it for 500 years. By the time Columbus got here, it had been going on for 400 years. And by the time Columbus got here, let's say 20 years to a generation, just for the lifespan during that time frame. All right? So by the time Columbus got here, the descendants of the tribes of Europe had been through 20 generations of having their spirit just completely attacked. And the way this possessed thing kind of just seems to manifest itself. So they became spiritually and physically now the possession of something else. And before that, it was just physically. Now they had become spiritually the possession of someone else. So they had no clarity about reality. So by the time Columbus got here, see, they didn't know what it meant to be a human being anymore. Just not a part of their spiritual perceptional relationship to reality.